I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
The tap out niggas have to be on there, dog.
Yeah, because they literally, if you wore a tap out,
like if you know it, what it you was. Automatically assume that MMA and it's tap out like were like synonymous, like UFC and tap out was like.
And I guess I mean not Dana White because that's he's the owner,
right?
So I don't even put him on there. I got Tap Out Boys, Chuck Liddell, Anderson Silva,
GSP.
It's
weird because GSP and Silver are kind of like the same, like they're like the
Yin because the only reason I say non GSP because he's not a pop icon I feel as much as
Silver. I don't think Silver was that much of a pop icon.
Yeah, his people knew him. They liked the knockouts and liked him.
But it was the same thing
up.
For GSP.
No, GSP was just beating people in five rounds and like you had. To, I think you had to be an MMA fan to appreciate GSP way more.
Well, I don't know if we're talking about
and
appreciation
then,
though.
On a bigger level, on the low, Kimbo Slice. Even though he ain't do shit, but the fact that people do,
that's, I can,
pop
that's,
icon wise,
he in the line. He not on.
He
not
there,
on my hand.
But he's sitting there. He's sitting there. If they like, do another
they
one,
looking,
another part of the country.
They looking at his character like he got a bobblehead. Yeah. He ain't all about Rush, but he sold in the same. He sold in the same gift shop.
He in South Dakota. He ain't sold in the gift shop.
He sold in the gift shop.
But, all right, y'all ready?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we had a little MMA talk. Keep that on there, man. Like, that's the MMA talk. Welcome to Lando Calrissian Experience. We got the whole full team here.
Voltron without the head.
Yeah. Voltron. We all here. We all here, man. We'll start out with Jules.
He's been waiting for this.
Here we go.
I hit the internet.
Hey, you want to look funny? Jules probably been doing research like a motherfucker for the last week preparing for this.
Because we got tweets and people and everything, though. Cass was mad. How did you, though, Jules?
Who? Why?
Because your takes on them two movies.
I didn't diss them, though.
You did diss them.
Dunkirk was the other one.
And Baby Driver. People were literally like, oh, damn, I thought Baby Driver was going to be bad.
Listen, that's
like,
cool.
People were leaning on us.
Everybody happy they see Jamie Foxx play Thug and they hear a little beat on them.
Oh, now we're making a racial. Listen,
you got the dude come from the soloist. Come from a lot of various films, man.
Solos is whack.
And then now the movie that get praised, it's not whack. It's just a complex film that ain't really meant for everybody, especially our genre. Come on, let's keep it real.
Solos is whack.
Hey, listen, man, I seen the movie. Had I had me like this, man. Come on.
Yeah, it was whack.
So I ain't diss it. All I said is not 100%. Rotten Tomatoes, all that. You was talking.
Y'all I went back and re-listened to the show.
Wait, don't say y'all. I said it was a 9 out of 10.
I went back and listened to it. You shitted on it, man.
You know what?
I went back and listened because I knew you was gonna come back and say this. I knew you was gonna come back and say, man, I really didn't.
The hype was
you.
You got receipts, man.
Hey, man, I wish our technology was a little bit better. Though
I said it wasn't like.
I
want.
Look, I might go back into it and pull out that audio and the statue right in here, though. Just your part of what you were saying in his previous comments, and I'm just gonna cut out part of it right here and just slide that right in there. Like, yeah, man, it ain't even that good. Like you, like it ain't even that good, man. For real,
I'm being real with you. I ain't feeling.
So which
that
one is
good,
you can't
man.
Be both though?
And listen, is I ain't whack throwing it under the bus. I ain't saying
you did.
I went to go see it. I paid money for it. I think I don't know $5. I ain't knocked the hustle. I just said it's not worth what everybody's saying. Like they made it out to be the best movie this year. You know it, and I know 100%. Rotten Tomatoes. And that was my main issue with it. The same company that give the wackest ratings to some of the greatest movies. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, man.
Like what? Give me an example.
You already know.
Suicide Squad.
Don't,
I knew that was good. Suicide Squad.
Let's go in.
ahead. Yeah, we can go ahead. Because I'm ready. I got notes.
Tell me what really they did.
Because you're...
Let's go about Baby Driver. I got 100%. You tell me what worked.
I've not seen Baby Driver yet.
So then how you be arguing?
No. Because so many people hit us up on Twitter. Some people hit us on Twitter like, yo, let's go to Dunkirk. 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 And then you said...
You fell in love with a movie 3 weeks after it came out, and now we supposed to be like, yo, that was a good movie.
It's the best war movie since Private Ryan.
No way. No.
You said, say what you said.
You stretching when you say the best war movie.
Since Private Ryan. Tell me, Ryan. Never, tell
that's
me another
stretch.
One. Tell
I
me, no. Wait, give me another one. And I want you to say the one you said.
Look,
I want to see the one.
You
I want to see
the
one. No, no.
That's what, look, we were
outside. Then you say, Tears of the Sun.
We were outside 15 minutes and this dude ain't said a word about Dunkirk.
No.
Wait till you get up here.
You damn right, though, man. I ain't going to
let you. You got to save it for the people, man.
Yeah, it's angry, dog. It's like,
hey, Jules, he set you up, though. That's why he sent the notes late.
Yeah, he did.
He wanted to know we
going to
discuss this. He was like,
he put the notes late.
I sent the notes at 12:30.
No, he did.
That's
12, like 12.
I told everybody to text me. I said, at lunch, because I did them on my lunch break.
Yeah, God, you y'all did get, see everything, read everything early.
No, yeah, like, he gave me that on Sunday. I could have been doing some research.
12:25, you had 7 hours.
Says, our conversation distinctly, I said, I am not saying it's whack.
You said Tears of the Sun was better.
When it comes to more dramatic,
and then look.
Oh yeah.
No
way.
And we can go back on
tell
there.
Tell me,
everybody, the rate, garbage.
Is that garbage?
Garbage.
I can't with you.
Garbage.
I don't know what you be watching.
And
then.
If you went to my racism, it's a movie about a white man. It's a movie about a white man saving black people.
James Bishop and Ted Sisson had no argument. It's not gonna make them fight it out.
I am sorry.
We see a movie with no culture in it. You think it's the best movie? When the facts state. There's actually people that was outside of being.
I said that on the last episode. I said that.
Saying,
but we're talking about a straight film. We're talking about last
film.
The straight film.
Film.
Yes, it was a dope.
It was a good film.
It was a great film, man.
I'm not saying it was the greatest since. No,
yes,
I'm not
it is.
Saying that.
Then give me another one.
No.
You said Tears of the Sun, which is whack.
I just threw
it
that
lost
at you.
Movie. It Tears lost movie. It lost money at the box office. The critics and fans hated it. It's got below 50% from critics and for fans. On Rotten Tomatoes, both of them. I want to know what's better than that.
Tell me what was so good about Dunkirk to you.
Oh, let's start. Because I didn't go.
I
didn't
got 33%.
Yeah, that's the look. It's got 33%. Tears of the Sun got 33%, G.
It's all good. It can have that.
Wait, Google uses 88% like it. Google users say that 88% like it.
Duh.
Tears of the Sun was not that good, though.
Okay, it's
good. Look, let's go through this. Let's go through. Let's have
got 3 out of 4 from Roger Ebert.
So it's a 75. It's a C.
Yeah. Don't diss it like it was trash. That
no,
was
no,
one
I
of
but you
Willis
said it was better than Dunkirk,
roles,
and Dunkirk gave
that
you all the
Bruce
feelings.
Willis
like, let's just
roles,
let's go to you know, because one listener hates me going chastising you and everything. Because we only have one listener. Shout out to you that gave us a review saying that they hate me. That you're gonna have to hate me again this week. All right, so. Because people email was like, it's like, hey man, you ain't go in like I thought you was on this Dunkirk thing with Jules.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't want to.
Oh,
damn,
he did break even.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't break even.
Yeah, it didn't make no paper. Whoa. They lost paper. Tears of the Sun lost paper.
Oh, yeah, we know that. Look when it came out. All
lost
three.
Paper.
It was all about Fast and Furious.
White people in war movies always make money, so you know it's bad when they don't make no money. White
he
people
got
in war
a point.
Movies.
He got a point.
White people in war movies go hand in hand.
But this one was based out of South
look,
Africa. This one
don't matter.
About, listen,
dude,
this wasn't about Ryan.
Pearl Harbor made money.
That wasn't about Ryan, and Pearl Harbor was a little bit geeky.
Pearl Harbor was whack, and it made good money.
This is the wars that you're not going to see on regular news.
Blowing up shit randomly.
That's the war you're not going to see on regular news. Dunkirk is not the war. Look, come on.
Black Hawk Down made money. And
Black
that was
Hawk
in.
Down was dope.
So
too,
let me ask
though,
let me, okay, let me ask you this. Is it better than 13 Hours?
Which one?
No, 13 Hours. The movie 13 Hours.
Is it what? Is what better?
Which movie?
Would you say Dunkirk is better than 13 Hours or less than 13 Hours? Are you say? Would you say
I was a fan of 13 Hours. I could tell you that. And I told you that a few times.
Right. Would you say that's better? Would you say that's better than Dunkirk?
I think 13 Hours was put together better than Dunkirk.
Oh, it's impossible.
yeah. Did you see it?
Yes, I've seen 13 Hours, yes.
And then what you think?
It was cool, it was cool.
Don't judge
it was a
Michael
cool
Bay, though. It wasn't just cool, though.
It was
come
cool,
on, man.
It was cool.
Cool.
It's not better than Dunkirk. Dog.
I don't see what you see
okay,
in Dunkirk.
I'm going to break down every different aspect
might
of it right
well
now. Let's go.
Now,
all right, so let's go with the flyer and everything.
You
know, with Tom Hardy. No, I'm just going off the dome with this.
Okay.
With Tom Hardy and everything. Have y'all got to see Dunkirk yet?
Nope.
You ain't get to see it yet?
Y'all ain't see Dunkirk yet? It's hard to battle about this, man.
We want y'all to do this.
It was so gangster, though. Like, with them dog fighting, there was scenes. Like, I've never seen a dog fighting thing of old planes. Well, you hear the plane shaking. That's some aspect you don't think about because every other movie is like they just riding smooth.
But I never said cinematography was whack, though. I told you that.
That's not just cinematography with the sound.
I know, but I'm talking about all that stuff. So what do you want? That's Nolan all day. But the visual from the outside of the cockpit, that's Nolan. I get it. That wasn't my problem.
So what's your problem with it?
My problem with the film was I never felt connected to anybody.
You weren't supposed to.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole point. That there was so many different people.
You don't get invested in some of them characters, then what the hell are we going to do? Then what are we watching it for?
No. Okay,
you have
to. But you know what? You know, you want to know.
How do you feel emotions if you just went all over the place?
Because you had to, because there was different aspects of that battle. You couldn't just have it just be one person and just walk through them.
And I know where you're coming from with the three different angles and the timelines of them. Get that.
If y'all need to see it, all listeners have not seen that. Dude, they intertwine all these three different storylines. One of them comes for 1 hour.
Click with that concept. To me, it's basically Inception in a war.
Yes, it is. Because it's one, because when you come into the movie, they say one of them is 1 hour, one thing is over 4 days, one is 1 day, and they intertwine all these different storylines in different times. So the 1 hour thing, you'll see something that ain't even happened with other people that happened that's been out there for like 3 days, and then you see, like, oh snap, that happened with them 1 hour earlier in the movie. Mm-hmm. Dude, like, that's dope.
Okay. But see, the thing is, I don't knock
you. You wanted somebody like Bruce Willis said, let's take the hill. That's what you wanted, somebody to have that defining moment of all that. Like, you wanted, like, that Braveheart moment. But
you need a little climax in there.
You didn't need one, but that's not real war, though.
You did need it. You did need it.
No, you did.
It's a war movie in IMAX.
Private Ryan.
So if I wanted to see the beach real big, I could have just went to the Science Center and watched it in the dome. But that's an IMAX movie. So You're pushing it as an IMAX film.
You don't have that much climax in a movie in IMAX, and what's the point? It was a climax. What are you talking about? It was trash, but it was multiple climaxes. What are you talking about?
That's my whole point about it. It didn't have it. It wasn't there.
Jules, you said Tears of the Sun is better than Dunkirk.
There was a lot going on.
White people in war movies mix like anything else.
Not every movie to get a bad rating by people who care about the movie.
No. I'm talking about war movies and white people.
Please, come on.
Time out for a second. If it helps any, they had the same exact budget.
Makes it even worse.
They had the same exact budget. Ooh. Dunkirk answers.
And keep in mind, with inflation. So it's really less of a budget.
It's less of a budget. It's the same exact budget.
It's less of a
budget. So you ain't see the movie.
100 million.
Dunkirk had no special effects.
It's World War II, Jules. What do you think they did?
Throw rocks in the sand to make it like bullets.
World War II, Jules.
That was it. That's all I'm saying. You had one plane going in. That was it.
Right, because that's what happened. They only had three or four planes out there. That was the whole point.
You're not going to convince me. He wanted to see a full assault battle. Coming at me like Dunkirk was such an epic warfare.
Actually, what happened is maybe y'all discussing two different things. Dunkirk sounds like a battle.
It's just one battle.
Battle Dunkirk.
But, right. Then it's
Jules wanted a whole war.
That's what I'm saying.
It's one battle. It's just them escaping. It's not even a battle.
It's not even a battle, Jules.
It's an escape.
I know what it was. But the point, where was it escaping from? For what? Jules, do you even know history?
They weren't popping off because they was trying to get their ass not shot.
It has nothing to do with what I know.
The Germans was coming through bombing out every 5 minutes.
That didn't bring me in.
Scenes where they standing there in line to get on the boat and German planes come over just bombing on their
ass. I know, and they threw rocks in the sand to make it look like bullets were flying.
Jules, it's 1942. Come on, you can't get
mad at me for expecting more.
1942.
But you can't get mad at me.
I'm not the only one either.
I'm not the only one who feel that way, but you can't get mad at me.
You saw one review.
I think this ended. I clipped a whole bunch. If you wanted me to pull them up.
Dunkirk was a good movie, man.
I didn't say it was the worst. But I'm not saying it's the. It's the best war movie since Saving Private Ryan. Yes. That's a slap in the face.
No, it's not. You gave me something better. Tears of the Sun is not better.
It doesn't matter.
It's not the many war movies that come out.
Yeah, it was a few that came out.
You have not given me another one that's better.
I don't feel like Dunkirk's
you
just
can't,
that
and you can't, that's like me saying, man, it's somebody better than Michael Jordan.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is Full Metal Jacket better than Dunkirk?
That's throwback. You can't even.
No. Everyone say best war movie. Full Metal Jacket is very high up there.
Yeah, Platoon and Apocalypse was high up there. So, yeah, those all those movies. So are would classic. You? Okay.
But no. They ain't got enough explosions in there for Jules, so they don't care. Listen. And you know what I'm saying? It ain't enough CGI flying over the place. So yeah, they whack. They're whack.
Dunkirk, like this was gonna be the movie of the year. That's why I need y'all to see it.
It is.
I was thinking I was gonna see some really climactic, like going down. And when it did get to that little point, I was like, oh, snap. But then it just out of nowhere. So for me,
and
it wasn't
tomorrow
enough.
Too? Oh, yeah. I'm about
it
to watch this.
It wasn't enough. You cannot you want him, feeling
he,
that way.
Jones. Keep in mind. Okay, he's a Michael Bay apologist,
okay,
too,
okay.
Though. Keep that in mind. All
right, time out for a second. Time out.
Keep that in mind.
All right,
No. Keep it. Look.
All the silliness from Bay previous films aside, 13
OG,
Hours
OG,
was a good
OG,
movie.
OG.
You know it and I know it.
OG, okay, let's put it like this.
Come on. That ending of 13 Hours was really good, too.
Let's put it like this, OG. I'm gonna watch it. If I ride with it,
listen.
And I'm a very unbiased person, dude. I'm the most probably the most unbiased motherfucker on the show besides me and Ted. probably two most unbiased. If we watch this, and it's dope, especially if it got no dialogue, I'm a very audible person.
And it's really good, and I love movies that have a lot of dialogue in it. That's why I like Tarantino and like Usual Suspects, stuff like that. It keeps you in it, and ain't no dialogue in scenes, man.
Dude, if I see this, I'm gonna text you.
I can't roll with
this. Dude, that's why I was in the middle of the movie when I texted the text group. That's why I was like,
you and my wife might be related, huh?
I was in the middle of the movie when I texted the text group that, and that was like 20 minutes in, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Nah, there's no way.
I was 20 minutes in when I texted that.
And put you in the middle of the war or middle of the waiting or whatever that was, that's cool.
Dude, the beginning of the movie, people getting popped less than 2 minutes in. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't like that, though. How long is the movie? 2.5 hours?
Yes.
I'm going to be unbiased.
To me, I felt like it was a 2-hour stretch.
Look, I'm going to be an unbiased.
Somebody died
unbiased
every 5 minutes.
No. I'm going to be super unbiased and watch this movie.
I need you to see it, too.
I'm going to go in with zero expectation. If it's good,
I don't know if I can. All this flutter going around, I think it's going to be difficult to try to come in.
I never really said that it was whack or garbage. I just said it wasn't the Nolan I wanted to see on screen this time.
Okay.
It just didn't feel like that Nolan I needed.
Let's ask you this thing. What exactly did you expect from Nolan?
He wanted some explosions. He wanted people like, he wanted some orcs running out, slash people's heads off.
To some of the characters. And we never really got that opportunity because that was the flip-flop back and forth.
But you did get invested in the characters, though.
You didn't really get invested.
You got invested in three main characters, three main things that's going on.
You're thrown all over the place.
But it's three main characters you got invested in.
So you're not even going in there thinking about this and that timeline. So, hold on.
Homeboy, the main character, the main dude that was a main foot soldier, you were invested in him from the very beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see him going through all that shit to get out.
40 minutes, man. If it's like, if we're going to say it's a 2-hour movie, let's just say on average 40 minutes of
you invested.
That's it. It's focused on one person.
You invested in the dad with his kids. You invested in the dad with his kids going out there on the boat and everything to save the soldiers.
It wasn't enough, bro. I'm telling you, it wasn't enough.
When y'all see it, y'all going to be like, this is some bullshit.
I need y'all to see it so that we can really knock
this out. Okay, so now, let's move past. Let's move past Dunkirk for a second.
I'll go see it with
you.
Let's move in the Baby Driver for a second.
Yeah, oh.
So now my turn. So now my turn.
Here we go.
Let's talk about it.
All right, OG.
This is an intervention.
OG.
This episode's called
I ain't that really old, so you ain't got to say OG.
You original.
This is an intervention. The intervention. This is called an intervention.
Bro.
I ain't messing with
you. You know I love you, man.
Trust me.
You know, man, I love you, dog. Come on, dog. Come on, man. I'm just saying, man. I'm a fan of Fast and Furious movies. I think that's the most American shit of all time. Nothing tops it, okay?
Dude that don't give respect to Toretto and even Brian O'Connor. And you think this kid could beat them in race?
I said, what did I say?
You think one?
I said,
to take them all out.
Dude, I said, run for their money. I know exactly what I said in the chat.
You said run for their money. You challenged it, though.
Yeah, I know I challenged it.
You ain't getting no homage to these cats who put out how many stunts? Come on, man. Jumping from bridges.
And souped-up cars, though.
They're not souped-up cars. Not every car is a souped-up car that they ride with.
Like I said, in souped-up cars. Now, let's go ahead and put Baby in the shit for a second. Because I've seen every movie. I know. I'm telling you. Now, let's go to Baby. This motherfucking can get in a... 67L, dog. You hear me? Outrun the cops in a 67 in 2017.
What year was that car that Toretto drove in Brazil? Matter of fact, Dominican Republic.
Like I said, but it wasn't. But guess what, dude? Guess what the main difference is? One is a sport. One is a sports car.
I'm talking about the last film. That was a 57.
It was a 57 souped up too.
It wasn't really souped up.
Get the fuck out!
It had a bolt of an engine in it. That's not even. It wasn't even that type of bolt,
dude.
Just the little ones,
dude.
It wasn't souped up,
dude.
Come on, man.
This is fucking fascinating. This is the same movie where people are casually pushing missiles out in the fucking Antarctic, dog.
All right, look. So look
I want to hear what you got to say about the film Baby Driver itself.
No, I gave my review. I said the movie is a very solid movie. I loved it. I loved the aspect of the music, how I actually played it out through the entire movie, how I gave it the story. I love the fact that Baby being having the disability that he has, how it works to his advantage. I love how the fact is playing on the fact that he's actually so gifted that he's too useful. Basically, the fact that he's too useful for something, and he wants to get out and stop being that person. And the fact, and just like it's just I love all the characters. I love John Hamm's character. I love Kevin Spacey's character. His character was dope. Everyone played their role. Jamie Foxx's character played his role real good. Like, everyone played their role exactly how they're supposed to play their role. And it worked for that movie. And that's why I'm saying it was a unique movie. I loved it. And especially the driving action. You can't. Come on, man. You cannot tell me the opening scene. I'm not rotten. My name is James. That's what I'm talking about. My name is not rotten.
Whenever I said something, then it not refer to
no, the... No, you shit on it. Because people, like, we got like 5 tweets from people like...
It doesn't matter. But did it not... Did I
but
not
my name,
say...
Guess what? My name's not rotten. I gave it a 9.
Ain't nothing wrong with a 9.
All right then. So why are we talking?
Nine.
You said the movie's not that good. Listen, okay,
not that
you,
good means listen, like a 6.
Pull up the audio.
We did no
text
no.
or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna slice it right in the middle.
And listen to exactly what I said, because I know I referenced to the fact that Ron gave it 100. Nah, it's not worth 100. Not with that story. No way.
The movie was good though.
Nah, right.
The movie was
because you like movies like Juno and.
Why?
I like Juno.
What's wrong with Juno? Why? Wait a minute.
Like a little love story, man. It's all good.
I'm just a fan of a damn good story, and that was a pretty damn good story. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Fast and Furious, but if you take away that we're family and all the action, what the fuck you got?
You still got a story.
So what story?
What story they don't have? And try everything. It's films.
Nigga, the next thing I want to do is going to outer space, okay?
You can't knock that hustle either, though.
No, I'm not saying I want to go watch
you
the shit.
You can't knock that hustle off.
I'm not saying the shit is a joke. I enjoy the shit out of
that. That'd be a joke all over the internet, but then the minute Fast and Furious off the screen, what are you going
to
have?
Like I said, I always said, like, consistently since number 5, it's been the shit to me. I always said that. Like, I've never not said that. Let's get that out the way.
I thought 4 was good, though. I thought 4, 5, 6...
Good. But 5, I say it started getting consistently good. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying this to say this, man. It's the opposite of Fast and the Furious. It's like the antithesis of Fast and the Furious, if we had to say anything. And I'll fuck with it because of that. It's not like Fast and the Furious.
But I never compared it to Fast and Furious.
No.
And if you remember, I compared it to straight up The Town. If you have a bank movie, robbing movie, and a bank heist movie versus each other,
I was comparing it to that. I know, I can give you the time, but I'm saying it's like the antithesis of
you
Fast
compared
and
it to the Fast Furious because of the driving aspect.
Fuck
of it,
yeah, dude! Cool. What the fuck?
I ain't knocked the hustle off, but my thing was
dude. You told us. I have two other witnesses here. Okay, come on, bro. You told me. Like I said exactly. Oh, he can give these people run for their money.
No, you did say that. I never said that. I ain't bring that up.
No, you said, no, man, you got to give respect to Dom. And then
I'm like,
ain't shit wrong with giving respect.
You trying to say Baby Driver can take Toretto out. Man, I can't with you, man.
Give him the same 2017 Dodge Charger. You got a motherfucking ride. You got a fucking challenge on your hand. I'm not saying who could be what.
Toretto drove with a safe on the back of the car. Come on, B. You got to give some type of respect to that.
Yeah, guess what? You know what that's called? Impossible white man shit. So that's some super dude. That is Marvel level shit that they be doing in a fucking movie. All right,
and let it be because it's fun. You gotta.
I know it's fun. So it's Baby Driver.
But that's the point for me saying what's 100% on Baby Driver for? Was it the soundtrack?
It's how the basic. I'm saying
the story was basic. I mean, it wasn't like, oh my God.
I say it gives the same effect that Dunkirk from what Daryl song about. It carried the story.
Man.
It helped. It literally helped carry the story.
And you gave it 100? What'd you give it, a 9?
I gave it a 9.
And you gave Dunkirk 100?
No, I gave it a 9.5.
Nah, but if you're saying something is the second, the best movie since Saving Private Ryan,
right?
And that is a gap of.
That's not even a hell of a gap that's because a long that time, number one, dog. That's number one is not the many war
years, man.
It's not the many war movies that came out. It ain't even been a war movie every year. That's not enough. That's not a crazy statement to say.
But it's enough.
I'm just
saying, and the reason I'm saying that though, because I was in the shop listening to the. Throw me under the bus moment.
Yeah, I didn't even throw me under the bus though.
And I'm telling you, I start naming movies, and I'm like, oh snap, I ain't really think about that one though. But
yeah. I didn't throw you under the bus.
He was ready to. I said he tried to save me. Good looking at him. Ted was quiet though. He ain't saying nothing.
Ted won't let me move.
I gotta play neutral, man. I'm just the watcher.
The thing is, me and Ted Rachel are so beautiful. He let me do me. He has let me go. He's let me go.
Hey man, listen. All right, so look. At the end of the day, Dunkirk. Was okay. You think it was the great
Per Jules? It was okay. Yeah. We just say Per Jules is okay. Per Daryl is
Per Jules. I don't rep the
Jules,
whole squad.
Jules, somebody actually captioned out all like six different movie reviews you did on your Instagram page. Like they got Suicide Squad on there. They got like Ghost in the Shell. They got all of them and how you was giving like 8s and 9s. And then you gave some on Dunkirk like
this.
Genre, six.
Yeah. Think about what you rated.
And nobody like Ghost in the Shell. From what I've heard.
I liked it. I thought it was dope.
No, actually, I heard it was 50-50 with Ghost in the Shell.
You ain't see Ghost in the Shell still?
I did.
I thought it was a Ghost from Hill. That's what I heard.
I didn't know if I was seeing the lights. So I ended up just going ahead and coding it because I was like, let me go ahead and watch it. I don't want to pay money just yet. So I just went ahead and coded it out. It was cool. Yeah. It was cool.
I don't know, D. Your taste, my taste is totally different. I ain't mad at it.
That's fine.
Dunkirk, though. I'm sorry.
Dunkirk's a good movie. When they get a wrap up an Oscar this year and everything, you're going to be like, oh, dude, he still sucks.
That's Nolan. It's going to get that. You know
Nolan's never got an Oscar?
It don't matter.
Yeah, well.
No, he's never got an Oscar.
It doesn't matter.
Technically, he did.
He wasn't nominated?
Well, no, Heath Ledger did in his movie.
Heath Ledger was, but he's never been nominated.
Yeah, I'll take the bet. Yeah. Never had.
Maybe Dark Knight was nominated, but I don't even know if it was nominated necessarily.
I think the only thing that was nominated Dark Knight. I think it was, but the only thing that won was Heath Ledger's performance.
That's because he died.
All right, let's get into the everybody watch the Defenders yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've been staying.
Like, what did everybody think?
Oh, shit was dope.
No spoilers this week. We ain't gonna spoil this week.
I'm fucking with it. I love how it's gonna set up everything up. I'm fucking with
it. Ted, I might be with you on this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm fucking with it.
Without going in, Ted.
Put like this. I like Iron Fist better in the Defenders than I like him in his whole series. Yeah.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it.
I will say that. I'll say that much.
This is the thing. It's like, remember the episodes of cartoons where like they would cross over and shit? And it would never be that good, but it would be like, oh, that was kind of cool to see He-Man be with the Care Bears or something, you know, or whatever it was, you know, whatever other Mattel product, you know, they put together or whatever, you know, or G.I. Joe with the Transformers or something or whatever. You'd be like, dang, that's kind of cool. But you was like, it wasn't what I wanted it to be. But it's like, at the same time, it's so hard to give as much billing to all four of those people. And Iron Fist being bad fucked up everything. That's what I think it was. Iron Fist being bad fucked up this because everything was impending on Iron Fist for this whole series.
So you watch Defenders and you just feel Iron Fist just don't fit, period?
With his series being bad and then them like kinda using him, he's a focal point of the Defenders.
I heard that.
Of everything.
Text me that.
So him being bad from that, it just kind of like continued a little bit of that bad taste from that. And that's kind of how I could see
it. But like this, he was better than his series.
Yeah,
he himself. Because
he didn't have the carriers.
My wife kept saying, "You gotta get through episode 6."
It picks up episode 6.
And I finished it. I finished it the other night purposely. So
tomorrow, Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Oh no, Iron Fist was bad the whole joint.
Yeah, right? When I finished it, I finished it 3 a.m. I told her, I couldn't.
Yeah,
it was so hard to finish that because to me it was just trash. But you know. So, and he's a focal point on Defender, so I'm like, man.
I mean, with Iron Fist, it's kind of like what a shout out to my boy James and shout out to Sleepy Man. Like they said, you know, if you just look at Iron Fist as an inexperienced Iron Fist, it's way more talented.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's way, because I mean, technically he is. He never did finish his training.
Yeah.
And he's not the Iron Fist that we know about in the comics that whooping everyone ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not that Iron Fist, because that Iron Fist is like, that's what I wanted
to
see.
So we got a rookie.
So we straight got a rookie. He never finished up being technically Iron Fist.
Like, in reality, though, what you think? Was that a rush move?
With the Iron Fist show, it was a rush.
And then, like...
That was a rush.
You know, like, casting move. Like, I don't know. I think that was why.
I think Danny Rand could have worked. It's just, it just felt rushed. It's just the fact, man, they just wanted to put everything out. It's not like how they took their time to develop Daredevil, took their time to develop Jessica Jones, took their time to develop Luke Cage. You know, they kind of just put this out there because they knew they were going to put the Defenders out soon afterwards. And so it was like, okay, yeah, I kind of could have gave me a little bit. Like, y'all could have probably pushed this shit off to maybe, like, the fall or something like that if you needed some more time to kind of, like, flush out Iron Fist, get some more time. But regardless, though, I like the Defenders because of how it sets up everything for upcoming shit.
Yeah.
And I like it because of that. And plus, at the same time, you know, you'll see what I mean. I can't read too much away because I'm not going to spoil it. But yeah, it's just the fact that you'll see how certain things set up. You're going to see people become more like their comic book counterparts as shit goes on. It's going to reference a lot of shit from the, like, some shit from the comic book, some shit like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. But I want to say, me personally, I liked it. I ain't going to lie.
Tip.
It seemed convenient. There's a lot of convenient moments in there. And I don't want to say it was anticlimactic, but there were portions of it I was just like, so this was the build-up? You know, like, this is what the build-up was for?
I can agree.
All like, for this, for
like,
this.
Well, like, when I met, when you, so you do get to meet the hand in total.
Yeah.
And I was just like, so... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, these five motherfuckers is running all this
like,
shit.
Right, exactly. So, like, exactly. That's what I'm like. I was like, so we supposed to be fearful of these five motherfuckers? Like, you got a nigga that just on. You got two of these motherfuckers on AARP, and then you see what I'm saying? Like, I was
one
like,
of them gets himself captured all the time because he said he always get captured.
Right. Like the coldest nigga was the black dude.
No, but he always get captured. Right. He said he always get captured.
Right. He wasn't that damn cold. Shit, get captured.
Nigga, well, he said he always get captured, though. Yeah, but he remember he said he always get captured.
I'm just saying he was getting with Luke Cage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He
was doing, like, little pressure points.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I was waiting for them to see it because they alluded to it. Like, he could stop your heart with a number of different whatever. And I was like, I saw this nigga dim mocking the fuck out of Luke Cage. I'm like, oh, shit.
He was hitting them with them pressure.
Right. This nigga
hand all, like, creased up.
Right, they doing motherfucking, like, human-sized acupuncture.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what he was doing.
Hitting all these niggas' meridians.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was doing human-sized acupuncture.
I was like, okay. I was like, you match up. I mean, you know.
This nigga doing a five finger point death strike on niggas.
Right, yeah, he was super excited. And then, right, hitting the motherfucking Kill Bill shit, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm waiting for it. And I'm like, oh. Like, there was just a lot of, like, conveniences and inconsistencies. Let me say that. You know what I mean? Like, I had problems when they were getting the fights. Like, you got these niggas that are ridiculously muscle bound. Like, Jessica Jones is punching the sleeves off a motherfucker. So, she can crush a steel door. She punches the sleeves off of a motherfucker, and his jaw doesn't fly into the next scene. It should. And then you see him get up and fight somebody else. I was like, okay, so either she is dumbass strong or she's not dumbass strong.
Yeah, it's about the inconsistency.
You're right, right. Yeah. So I was just like, you know, I think the storyline was cool. They came together. I don't know. I wasn't sure how I felt about that. They came together. I don't know if it felt kind of fast to me. But I feel like you had to because they had a limited amount of episodes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what was it, 10 episodes?
10,
yeah. Well, I don't even think it was 10. Eight. I think it was eight.
It was eight.
It was super short. And I was like, damn, okay.
Now, if you would have gave us 10, if they put 10, they probably could stretch some things out more, kind of fuss some things out more, if they really could. But, you know, like I said, I guess they were trying to push more things out so they can go ahead and set up for, like, future stuff. I'm fine.
Like, so question. Is old boy's teacher ever going to show the fuck up?
Who old boy's teacher?
Styxis.
The one dude they showed in season one of
Daredevil. Yeah, that's the nigga I was waiting on.
Yeah. He probably will. I'm thinking he will.
So you think this can be like a part one of Defenders and then a second half?
Yeah, they said they basically said everybody else's for their own series.
When you go
on
Netflix, it's called Series One. So it seems like it's going to be sent off like a part one, part two, like as far as how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But now, it's like I said, man, it's definitely cool for what it is. Like
I give it a 7.5.
Yeah,
7.5.
That's what I was gonna say.
I give it a solid 8. I give it a solid 8.
Do you think in real talk? Because I ain't seen it, but just going off of Iron Fist,
it's much better than Iron Fist.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, do you think with bringing in the tone and the casting of Iron Fist kind of just damaged
the
whole
tone
flow?
It just had a bad taste in your mouth because he's a focal point.
Yeah, well, yeah. It just feels weird because Iron Fist, like, you almost don't even go into it fresh because Iron Fist was so bad. Like, when you see him, you're just like, God damn. This like, you
know, it's frustrating. But, like, I'll say this. He gets down one good time like he's supposed to.
Right, that's true.
That's how he should be getting down. He actually does that one time.
That little clip that they showed in one of the episodes of a former Iron Fist going all in. They showed
I'm not gonna tell
World
you who
War
it is.
World War II or something like
that. Oh yeah, the little black and white joint. Yeah.
I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you who it is. But he gets down like he's supposed to.
That's
I was like, okay, that's Iron Fist.
That's how you're supposed to do.
Why
it.
The fuck does this? How the fuck he didn't do this in this fucking in Iron Fist before
the other 13 episodes before this?
Right, and like I said, my main problem with Iron Fist was like I said, Antego 100% agree with me, is the choreography. That's what threw me off because it was like, how the fuck is Daredevil having better shit than you? And you supposed to be the martial arts nigga of Marvel.
Right.
That's what I'm like, nigga, you supposed to be the nigga that kick everyone ass. Don't get me wrong, Daredevil is that nigga too. He is. He definitely is. But nigga, you supposed to be the Bruce Lee of the fuck. You supposed to be like Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, and the Sega nigga all rolled up in one. Right? the Sega Saturn nigga rolled up in one. Yeah. That's what you supposed to be. But I'm like, come on, man. I think that's kind of what threw me off of Iron Fist, but, you know, like I said, but the series, like I said, it's good. I liked it for what it was. It was good.
All right. Does anybody get a chance to see Girls Trip yet?
I want to go, but I haven't even seen it.
Hey, that movie's good as a movie.
I heard it was good as fuck. I heard Tiffany, she blowing up. She got her own special now.
Yeah, I haven't seen her stand-up.
Yeah, when her special coming out?
It just came out last Friday.
Nice.
Who's that?
It's on Showtime.
You ever seen Carmichael's show?
Yeah, but
Tiffany Haddish. Nikisha
from the Carmichael Show. That's Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, for real? Yeah. So she was in the movie.
In Girls Trip, she's the main chick wilding in Girls Trip.
Oh,
but it's good as fuck, man. Word? It's a fucking good movie, man.
I got to see it then because I've been dying
It's a good movie.
I'm going to have to.
Like, that's a movie. Like, that's a good movie.
I don't even want to fire stick that.
Nah, ain't gone. Go pop.
It's a good movie. Like, it's good. Like, it's hilarious, funny.
Okay.
And the thing that amazed me, shit, half the crowd, and it was like packed. We went 2-3 weeks after it was out, and half the crowd was white.
White
it was white women. It was mostly women in there. But I'm saying, but it was a whole bunch of white women there, which was like
chilling.
Wow. Is that Redbox shit?
No, it's still in theaters.
Not gonna be at Redbox. Damn.
They just went over.
Let's just go, Ted. Let's keep 100.
We can bring the wife. That's cool. She was like, I
already asked my wife. She's like, oh, that's cool. But I'm like, yo, I'm ready to get the crew together or something, man.
Yeah, we could definitely go because I think she's like. She think it's gonna be like one of them regular like you know Best Man Holiday or whatever.
No, it's good. It's like Hangover.
What?
But black chicks. Like, it's like that gratuitous, too. Like, Hangover.
All right.
But it's black women, which is like, I'm someone they doing, like, creepy, like, yo, this is some, I didn't even know that black women would be on some shit like this.
That's cool.
Which is dope to see, like, a different angle of, like, that comedy, you know what I'm saying?
Instead of seeing
set like, every one of them did well, man. Like, Jada Pinkett did well. Like, not Tamla Jones, what's her name? Regina King, Regina Hall. Regina Hall did well. I mean, Tiffany stole the show. Queen Latifah did good, too. Like, I mean, dude, it's a good movie, man. It's a good movie. And don't be as scared as if you're a dude. Like,
nah.
You know what? I can see how a white guy wouldn't think it was funny. Because you would get it, because if you black or Hispanic or anything like that, you get all the jokes.
Right.
Like, if you're a male or female.
Right.
But women I think white women were laughing because they get the jokes as just being a woman.
Right.
Yeah, but I can see how a white male can go in there and be like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand none of this shit they going through right now.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try to catch it then early next week, man.
Luke Cage is in there, too. He's the husband. He plays Regina Hall's husband.
Nice.
Michael Collins.
Well, breaking news. People going to be pissed off at this damn...
What, the Starfire thing?
Yes! Yeah.
I just saw that.
What?
Duh! Okay, so...
This cast a black girl to play Starfire.
Yeah, it's a black chick from 24 Legacy. Niggas going to be
and she
mad.
Dark, too. And she dark.
She dark skin like
she
my...
She chocolate black.
She dark skin like me. Like, that's what I'm like,
this
ooh!
This going to be the biggest uproar. She ain't even light skin.
Ooh.
And she playing Starfire, which she's is from, Nightwing's girlfriend.
Yep.
Well,
they already mad. Like, yo, they are mad.
Ooh. Remember I told you that page I unfollowed, the Marvel Sin, whatever that was, for posting that thing about we went from how Spider-Man go from this to this?
Yeah.
This is... Because of that shit, we're going to have another Charlottesville. They got plans. Yeah,
that's the name of the episode. Charlottesville. Starfire for the starting of the Charlottesville.
Yeah, Starfire calls it Charlottesville again. Charlottesville too.
So I need Jules and James, since we're gonna jump into the news here. Oh, did you see? You saw Return. Both y'all saw the King or whatever it is with
Message
the King. Yeah, what y'all think about that?
I was hyped to see it because I was telling you because Chad, man, I'm hyped to see Black Panther.
Right, everybody. So he did it right.
Netflix is smart.
People only cashed it because it's like, wait, is Chad and he's from Africa?
And it's
This is a prequel.
I'm looking for my.
They be like, man, I ain't got all this stuff done. Don't matter.
And what it's called, Message to the King. I'm like, oh, Mitchell Martin is a motherfucker.
Look, that it was probably called Save My Sister. His name in the original movie, change the Message to the King. Trust me on it.
No, make that nigga's last name King.
Right.
Oh man! So I was hyped. I might have been a little overly hyped.
Yeah,
honestly. Because
all of that.
What happened?
You go. Look. Real talk. This is me. I rush in. I'm at home. I thought I had a pass to AMC. That's what it is. So I'm going in there, not realizing the Netflix movie.
Right.
And so I went a little overly hyped. So now I'm like second guessing even Will Smith movie coming out.
Will Smith movie looks pretty good.
You know, but yeah, no, so it wasn't that it was horrible. It was a solid little film. I was just, I think, more hype about just seeing Chad. And once I got to see, like, the other characters, there's a lot of people in the movie.
Yeah, you saw me look at
it. But it was just like, it's missing something.
Yeah, it reminded me, well, I was going to say it reminded me of History of Violence.
Mm. Oh! Mm.
But
here we go. But like History of Violence is damn good.
That's my really shit.
Well, there's a difference. Like, History of Violence bothered me, though, because it doesn't, there's no explanation for anything. Like, just literally drops you. It's like, here's the middle of my life. I'm not telling you shit about before or after.
It drops you right in.
Nigga, History of Violence is Dunkirk. It's a battle. It's a battle. Okay. It just drops you in the middle of shit.
In a moment.
It's just you in a moment trying to figure the fuck out.
But that moment was so true.
Right. But I mean, you had no clue what was going on. So I thought it was going to start off like that because it was like, it moved really slow. Because it comes off like it's going to be an action flick or like he's going to be whooping a ton of ass. And that is not the case. Like, he whoops some ass. And it's the way he does it is cool. Like, you know when that got excited? When he had that motherfucking bike chain.
Oh God, me too.
And I was like, this nigga found a whole new weapon for niggas. Yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm waiting to see some shit I haven't seen with a bike chain. So that never came to fruition at all. Period.
Damn.
So, because I feel your pain. I know exactly what you feel. So you waiting, the buildup's happening. You waiting for something like real. I think. There's a level of extravagance that you're waiting for that just never
shows up.
Comes at all. Like,
I don't mean to spoil it. Can we spoil it, though, a little?
Just, I mean, it's a Netflix movie, so, you know. Yeah.
Did you feel like me when the end of the movie came and that motherfucker came off the plane?
And he was, like, his homeboy was like, yeah, what you been up to? And he was like, oh, yeah.
Like, the way he came, I didn't even know. I was like, like, I did the face from the meme. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dead serious. I couldn't believe it. I said, man, what?
it was weird, man. It gives you a weird vibe. Like, if you...
It really does.
Like, you can't watch anything, like, action-packed or, like, fast-paced before the movie.
Yeah.
Because this one is just kind of... It just slowly kind of pushes you into the action. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the story is decent. It's pretty cool. It's just, I don't know. It was just, there was just something about it. Yeah.
It's a gap in it somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think I was just too hyped to go see Black Panther. I'm going to be honest
with you. But Netflix is marketing. That's the whole point, I think.
Yo, once he started touching, yo, we back. He had the same hair. Yo, we back. My son was like this. Let's go. When he stopped the chain mess, oh, we over the night for no reason, dog. I'm like, no.
But guess what? Disney knew what the fuck that was. Look, Chadwick Boseman, I know what the fuck that was doing, man, with that.
Netflix is, that movie is Netflix, but who's behind that then?
I don't know, maybe some independent, I don't know. But I'm saying this to say, I'm saying the marketing for that movie through Netflix was fucking genius because they knew they was gonna ride off that cash cow from just Black Panther just showing up in Civil War. Not even have his own shit yet, and then the hype about him about to have his own shit. No, they just knew, they was like, okay, let's put this out. And then from what y'all telling me, you know, if it's building up and then they doing,
and you know what I'm saying? That shit probably came out in like 2004,
right? And you know what I'm saying? Right? You'd be surprised.
Hey, no, man, real talk. This shit probably could have been made like 2008 and never. No, and they just hailed that bitch.
This was filmed in Hollywood too. They filmed it right around the corner and everything.
And this, and this was like, they just knew, it's like, you know what? Let's put this right here because people gonna fuck with this.
Like, but yeah, right. Exactly what he did. Somebody was like, they was like, man, we need a filler. Like, people are really loving Black Panther. He's like, yo, I still got that one joint. Save My Sister. Nah. We gotta repackage that, brother. We gotta repackage that.
Ain't that crazy?
They do it all the time.
All the time.
I'm telling you, you'd be surprised, man.
Wow.
All right, let's get into it, man. Let's go. Y'all got to defend this Joker movie for DC.
I ain't defending it. Goddamn thing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what that's about. I thought it was a meme.
If it ain't, look, Fagin Jackson. At this point, you know what? At this point, on some real shit, if they recasted the Joker, I wouldn't be mad. And I'm going to tell you this reason.
But it's outside of DC.
No, it's outside
right?
DC.
Oh, damn it. Damn it, give me Willem Dafoe then. Shit.
No, it's a prequel.
I don't even fuck.
It's
give me him.
It's a prequel. It's a prequel.
But it's
show
weird, though.
So
Joker.
That has nothing to do with the DC.
Nah. And it's weird because they said, point, like, though? They were going to have a number of different people
play Joker.
Joker
throughout the whole...
Throughout his, like, life. I don't know. It,
nah. What, they trying to do Killing Joke this shit? Or
no,
what?
You know, no, they're trying to show the
you know
origin.
What they're trying to do? They're trying to do the Wolverine with the different animations. They had the anime, they had the regular, you know, art.
But see, this is the thing, beauty about Joker is that the fact that makes him so crazy, you don't know his origin.
Right, because the closest
thing. You don't know his origin.
Right, the closest thing you actually got is Killing Joke, to be honest.
Yeah, but
and that's
you don't
not
know,
accurate,
but you don't know, but you don't even know his origin. That's the thing that makes him so crazy.
Animated then? So why not do something with his, why do, I don't know.
I think DC think they animated and made nigga on paper. That's why they trying to put everything on.
No, they probably make paper. They make paper in the long run, though. They
don't
get
make
DVD
no paper,
sales
they
off that.
Nobody buying DVDs, man.
Nah, they got the collection, dog.
People not buying DVDs, man.
I'm trying to be at the comic things, man. They be wilding.
Nah, they be buying them shirts.
Yeah, they really do.
DVD
then,
sales, people watch
digital,
them online.
And then digital, man, like them digital sales be going.
Right, digital. I'm talking about, but people not buy DVDs, though.
Well, I'm just saying, they still get
the
profit.
Whatever time they can get it, though, you know, now it's all digital.
But people look at it like, okay, we made $14 million on Flashpoint, or we can try to make $400 million on Batman versus Superman. That's how they looking at it. They like, there's little pennies to us. We trying to get this $400 million.
Well, because the thing is, if you do that, then you lose your foothold in the animation.
Okay,
because
I didn't say they wouldn't. I'm thinking that's what's happening though right now.
Nah, I don't think so. I think they're scouring for ideas because they're trying, like, I feel like they have to try to keep up with themselves. Like, going back to what you said before, Marvel does something, and then DC's like, you know, we coming out with, you know.
Bitches of the Brew. Bitches of the Brew.
Right.
Yeah, what is that? It's coming out.
Saturated, man, with TV, though.
You said what?
They already oversaturated in outside cinema. So it's like, what else do you need to do other than focus on what you need to really become stronger?
I think, well, they also may have realized, I don't want to say may have realized, but I think they have thought about, they're trying to look for original ideas around characters that they know that the society or, you know, that the people want. You know what I mean? Like, people love the Joker.
But at this point, they shouldn't do that because you just left the impression of Jared Leto, right? If you don't fight to fix that situation, and then you bring something new in, then it's going to be multiple. It's a little too much. Like, I get it. You want the universe to be so big. You got a bunch of different takes on it, but I think that'll be oversaturated.
I mean, or maybe they're not fucking with Jared, you know, Joker anymore.
I don't know, man.
Could be it. Or they just trying to, or maybe that's the whole reason why there's going to be multiple people playing this Joker.
I'm going to tell you what they need. They need Jared Leto and what's your man? Oh, my God. Batman, whatever, Fleck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they need them on the cover of whatever. Together, send it off. I mean, 2 years worth of back and forth like they do for The Rock and Cena with his WWE, you know, whatever that, WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? They got to go in hard and just, if you don't give Leto something, it's a wrap.
Like, low key, if I was saying anything, man, like, like I keep saying, like they'd be better off just riding off like a vein on like the Dark Knight Returns, man. Like for real, we're keeping that. Because like I said, I mean, anyone who know that shit just know that the Jared Leto version of Joker is the Dark Knight Boy Wonder version of the Joker. So you can play that whole thing up. You can go on flashback, because if we're gonna say Batman been around for 20 years, that's open ended as fuck. You can go ahead and put that storyline in. So how Jason Todd died.
Yeah.
And like show it like his whole vendetta against that. And you can still have Jared Leto and Harley Quinn still doing the actual act. And then people want, and then like I say, that's such a like a huge moment in comics, seeing a Robin die.
Yeah. You
know, seeing that play out in live action will be like, yo. And then you see like how bad it actually got right before it happened. Like that could like, and I was thinking in that version of with Leto, that could work. Because you can still have, still, Leto can still be utilized and all of that, and it can still work.
What is the beef with Leto? Leto just wants, he wants more time, right? He wants.
I mean, I don't know. I think he like, man, this is a sinking ship, man. I'm trying to get my check.
It's not a sinking ship because they're still making their money.
Jared Leto's trying to get checks.
Yeah,
that's why. That's why they still, that them rumor Ben Affleck back out now. His brother said it. Casey Affleck.
Oh, that was all bogus. I read all that.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, everybody like, look at him, man. This Justice League don't do well. We up out of here, right?
Don't believe that, man.
We up out of here, right?
It's good just because it's Justice League, but I wouldn't believe that.
I think
it's got some bad reviews early, though. But I don't want to believe that, though.
Nah, I can't.
I'm going to see it myself. But I did say I am off the train. Justin Lee don't do right. I'm
you
off
said
the
you
train.
Was off the train when if Wonder, Wonder Woman.
But no, I said I give him another
he,
excuse.
He ready to jump off the train.
I'm ready.
He
always wanted
to jump off the train. He might as well jump off
when he sees something and he looks. He reposted quick and I'm be like,
no, I reposted
when I read
too.
That though today. I ain't gonna lie. When I seen his post, I just was like, I was done. I dropped mics, clippers, everything. I was just like, I can't.
That DC don't know what they're doing, man. Look, what do they have planned? They don't have no movies coming out in 18 right now.
They only got one. Aquaman. They only got one. I mean, that's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, all right.
Look,
and let's say,
and put like this.
I'm not black. I'm OJ. Okay. Aquaman. Okay.
Yeah, but you're talking about
Aquaman. Become a standout character.
No. But I'm just saying. Okay, just Aquaman.
Aquaman,
you dropped the ball with Flash. Flash was to come out this next year.
Aquaman got a hell of a lawn.
That
would have
been dope. See, I agree with you. That would have been dope.
Yeah, they supposed to have. They dropped the ball with
that. But you know what?
Having 17 directors fall off of that was bad.
But you know what? A lore of
then they had to drop the script. Then they rechanged the script. Now they doing Flashpoint, which is good.
But you know what? If you got a lore of a serious Aquaman, like on some real shit, it can work.
But I'm just saying the average person don't give a fuck about no Aquaman.
That's the whole point, though. To make people give a fuck about this verse. That's why you're going.
But you need him to be. You need that. You need to be a stable environment for some. Like,
I don't keep
like,
100. It's not going to be about Aquaman. You know it too.
What you think? They going to play it off him?
Introduce. I mean, not even introduce.
You say they going to have a whole bunch of other people there to try to crush him up. They going to have to. They going to have to.
Just in reality, let's be real. Aquaman doesn't hold weight like that.
No. That's like when they remember the MCU was trying to do Ant-Man first. That would have been a horrible thing for them to do. Because nobody gives a fuck about Ant-Man.
That's what I'm saying. That banking on Justice League.
No. Ant-Man, I think, is one of the best. Is a sleeper film of the MCU.
But I'm talking about
where people identify with a character. Nobody gives a fuck about Ant-Man.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. They're banking on Justice League to have that for Aquaman. That's what I'm saying.
They ain't banking on that. They really hoping because Flash was to come out before that. That's what was supposed to kick off and help out Aquaman. Now they lean on Aquaman to hold out a whole year.
Yeah, that's kind
of. That's
wild.
A lot to put on Aquaman to hold down all 18.
No, you're supposed to add two. No, they just fucked that up.
Because Marvel had two, and they, you know,
sometimes they do
summer,
three.
Well, yeah, they mostly, but they got what was it this year? You got Thor Ragnarok and what just passed?
Spider-Man, and they had Guardians of the Galaxy. They had three this year.
So they do like 2 to 3. Yeah,
but Sony got their foot in that Spider-Man mess. I don't know. I think they just trying to bank that. That's whack for them.
Yeah, that's all.
They gotta let that go. That's
but my thing is though, like. Yo, like they did bad planning, man. Like they got 17 movies coming out. Nobody know when they coming out.
I would have rolled with. Now, unless Cyborg impresses me, something.
No,
crazy.
It's not gonna happen, man. That's a whole. That's Cyborg thing.
No.
I'm on a PSA. A PSA out there out here, man. I want them to take this. This don't have no black people in Justice League. That's the way I want.
I heard Cyborg was an assistant manager at Red Shack once.
No, listen. What I'm saying is
Radio Shack.
I think that original concept.
You want a new mic? You want a new mic?
No. Look, listen. That original concept that we talked about last year with Cyborg and Flash being in the same film, a buddy cop. They should still do that, and that's how.
Look, you ain't gonna see no Cyborg again until another.
You can't do origins on all these.
Well, I know with Cyborg, Cyborg supposed to be like a central plot point. He really is the plot point for the whole movie, to be honest with you.
Looking like that, he better not be.
It's not too bad, though.
That T-2000 look better than that. T-2000 from Terminator 2 looks better than that. And say it don't. Say it don't. Say it don't. Say T-2000 don't look better than that.
Wait, which one?
T-2000.
Which movie?
Terminator 2.
Oh, you talking about Judgment Day?
Yeah.
I took it back 30 years.
Yeah. Which is one... I saw that twice in theaters in the same week.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, y'all laughing. Nobody's debating this. T-2000 looks better than
this.
This
is first look. That's all I gotta say.
This is first look?
I'm being
honest. Yeah, yo,
I trust you right now. So take that curtain iron in there and every facility of anything with metal in it and make it look better than that Cyborg
character. But at this point, you know, you just
evolve. That's all it is. He gotta evolve.
Evolve to what, Jules? This is gonna be the last time we see Cyborg. Y'all ain't trying to do that, right? This is the last time we're gonna see Cyborg.
He gonna evolve to an immigrant taxi cab.
It's an immigrant taxi cab. Oh, man.
From East Africa.
From Ethiopia.
Eritrea. No, he's Eritrea.
Oh, Jesus.
Look,
you're gonna make that nigga form into a lawnmower. I'm gonna reach my final form and turn into a weed whacker.
I'm just saying, he did like a character of Transformer. I ain't gonna front. He looked like
the naked Transformers before they found the cars to transform into.
Hey, real. He's the modern version of. Y'all remember that little way, like when we were kids, when there was a kid that could transform into a car?
Yep, the cartoon. Talking about Car Kid. The Car Kid. And he went, it's Turbo Kid.
Turbo
Kid. Yo, that motherfucker, and then his body is a card on his head peek out. He turned into a car, and his butt get all big and turned into the back end of a car.
That's disgusting. I remember that.
It was like 12 episodes of that, man.
Oh, man.
And he had a little black sidekick friend.
GoBot, though. Cyclonus,
yeah, it was like Teenage Turbo or something
It's Turbo Teen.
Turbo Teen.
I'm going to give it 100. I'll throw this out there. When that kid helmet dropped, I said...
Look, y'all, we're going to go to the next topic, but this is the last time we're going to see Cyborg in a movie.
If he fuck around, be trill as fuck.
He's not.
No, I think all that's going to be so dope, he might overlook that.
It's like seeing a girl that's fine, though, and they just, her all fucked up and stuff and everything.
You don't give it a chance. You just going to throw it out the window now.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to give it a chance.
I'm looking forward for everybody else to do well. I'd rather have them just not have nobody black in it. Just don't have nobody black in it. If y'all going to do us like that, then just don't have us in it at all.
They said that Cyborg was the main villain in Meteor Man 2.
Oh, shit. He was a young lord. He's a young lord when they come together.
You can't beat him.
Because they have us fucked up.
Why they Jax on...
Jax.
That's why they got Cyborg. We got Jax. We got to win us with something. Cyborg looks like a very close relative of Jamie Foxx's Electro.
Nah, I think Cyborg looked like
Doesn't look worse than that.
I think
Jamie Foxx looks better. Jamie Foxx's Electro looks better.
No, Jamie Foxx's Electro looks better than that.
You think so?
Yes.
I think look.
They kind of on the same.
Cyborg is from Terminator 1 when they was in the past.
You know who Cyborg is? He's the black dude that we went to see when we went to the Jack Daniels film, and he had that CD.
Yes. Yes.
Man, what I missed.
The Jack Daniels movie night.
Oh.
Yes. And we was like, what the fuck is going on with this movie?
What was his name?
I don't remember. It was that bad. It was not good. It was like weird and wanted to be like weird. Psychedelic.
So you talking about this nigga look like Shattered Tenfold?
And he looks like
I hate doing this. So doing it, like he look like
it doesn't feel authentic. Like
people keep on saying it's finished. It's
hey,
not,
literally,
every
if you
time
took,
like it's not finished, and they're like, wait to the next trailer, and I'll be like, it ain't that much.
If you took a black man's face and put him on the little walking radiator heater in Thor 1,
the walking radiator, yeah, that's him.
That's what Cyborg looks like.
Actually, the radiator here looks better than that.
Don't you remember the little big, the yeah, big the, thing yeah. that looked like a big ass radiator?
Loki took over. Yeah, the Loki
took over.
Are you
talking about the story
armor? Yeah. Just put a black face on that, and then take the head off. Put a black
that'd
face.
That'd be an upgrade for
with a red Kano eye.
A red Kano eye.
And then you got Cyborg.
I'm telling you, man. I'm just banking on the fact that please just explain this. Just his first suit, and says he gonna evolve
nah,
later.
If he breaks down, like do y'all call Maytag to fix him?
Oh shit. Do Sirius come out?
Hey, I can't even front on the suit, dog. I can't front on the suit, man.
No, I can't even argue. It's just like, I was mad when the helmet came down and I was tight.
This nigga turned into Deadshot 2.0.
I'd rather have War Machine suit from Iron Man 2. Let me get that. Let me get that raw look.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm just banking on the fact. It's like, okay. This is fresh mother box Cyborg. This nigga does evolve.
No.
Please let this be.
You know he got to go to Mighty King to get upgraded.
Dobbs Tires.
Not Mighty King, dog.
He's like, yeah, we'll order that.
Car X.
On Tuesday.
rattle.
Hey, that's his theme song when he come in.
I ain't going to lie, man. I don't know.
Don't worry. We call the Cyborg, man.
Whose costume is worse. Is it Cyborg's costume or my man on Arrow, man, when he first came out with that helmet?
Diggle.
I said, yo,
oh,
as
Spartan?
They be throwing us whatever they can.
Hey, they say, well, what can we use for Diggle to make him look different? Hand me that old motorcycle helmet.
Yo, you couldn't give my man a, look, you couldn't give my man a, what you call it, suit? Like a,
something.
No, they gave that nigga a motorcycle. They gave him one of them throwback, one of them throwback leather helmets from football, like in the 1920s.
Leather head and a leather jacket.
And a mouthpiece.
All right, let's go and jump through some other topics real quick. Common, this is something that Teddy, to start on Black Samurai.
I peeked at it.
So Teddy, Teddy's a Black Samurai. You into that? I've never watched it or read anything with it. You break it down.
So there is a Black Samurai. But so here's the thing, though. This is actually based off of books written in the 70s.
Right. Yeah.
The original character was Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly in the Jim Kelly movie. It wasn't called Black Summer, was it?
No, it was.
It was, okay.
It's called Adventures of Black Summer.
Have you ever seen that Jim Kelly film?
No. All this was new to me. I originally thought that they were trying to go like super throwback to like. I think it's named Yosuke.
Oh, you talking about the one with the black samurai
that's
in Japan.
Yusuke. Yeah, I thought this was like going to be an homage to Yusuke.
Because that is coming out. Because somebody is writing it. No, right now. Though.
Right, exactly. That's cool. So when I was grazing through it, that's originally what I thought it was. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. And I was hoping that Kamen was like helping finance it. But then they were like, oh, this is, you know...
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly's from the 1970s. I was like...
So they're going to theme it off of that.
Yeah, so there's books.
So they're going to make a serious version of Black Dynamite?
No.
I mean, it's Black Exploitation.
It's basically Shaft.
Yeah.
With the new Shaft, how the new Shaft was. We'll talk about Shaft coming up in a minute, too.
Right, that's a good segue.
But Shaft, the new Shaft with Samuel Jackson.
Right.
But it was up to date. That's how they trying to do this comic thing, though. With the Black Samurai.
That's a definite no point.
They're going to throw a little beat in
you know
the
what?
Background.
You know what? I'm gonna give it a chance.
Me too.
And I'm only reason I'm giving it a chance is because I'm giving Cyborg a chance. I'm just playing. No,
I'm
gonna give Cyborg a chance. You know I'm gonna go see it, but I'm giving this a chance because of Common in John Wick 2.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would do that same. Yo, Common is. Did you see?
I still have not seen John Wick 2.
Oh my
I still
God.
Not seen John Wick 2.
Not even just in John Wick 2. Common was that dope from John Wick 2 in.
What, the hell high rate or whatever that was?
Who was running away from him? Kept running. Got to the forest. Common still came coming. Scarface and everything from the fire. It was crazy.
I can't remember.
He was that type of assassin.
It was Hell on Wheels? Was that what it was called?
Nah, this was like maybe a couple years ago, maybe. He was in a movie. It was an assassin type dude. Common was that dude in there. I can't even front.
You talking about Wanted?
No, not wanted. Because he was real humble and wanted. He didn't have to shine like I thought he should have. It was,
How long ago? Come out.
It wasn't Street Kings. It wasn't Street Kings? Huh? Street Kings?
No, not Street Kings.
How long ago was this?
Liam Neeson and the kid that played RoboCop, and he was the son of Liam Neeson, and he shot the dude, and they was on the run. Run all night.
I haven't seen
Run all night. Low key, Common was G in there, man. Listen, Common's dope on that level, so if they use that and run with that from John Wick 2, that would be dope for them.
Well, they said that it was like... So, I do have reservations, though.
Talk to me.
Because there's somebody that is a part of this program about putting this together that is known for fucking up martial art films.
I got so much respect for this man.
You're
too.
I haven't said you know
I got,
who it
I
is.
I got so much respect.
No, don't tell him.
I have so
no,
much.
No, don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Jesus.
Because I want Jules to feel this. He's from New York. He's part of a legendary rap group.
Oh, I read that. they put him on G.I. Joe. I was finished with him.
I was like, this nigga's
Bobby
Digital.
Bobby Digital.
You know, this shit is fucking ridiculous.
I think they give him too much respect in the martial art world.
He's supposed to be like a third, like a second or third degree black belt or something in Jeet Kune Do or something like that.
He
know his shit, but I don't think he needs to act. That's the problem. Like,
but he was dope with he
don't say Man in Iron Fist.
Or the Man in Iron Fist 2 that they set on the book for half the movie.
Good actor when you give him like American Gangster.
Like two lines.
And yeah, I agree. Okay, maybe he can play that position. When I seen him in G.I. Joe, I was finished. I was about to walk out the theater. when he came out.
As the monk.
And I was sitting like, yo, y'all serious? I just was done. I was done. So I see him acting versatile.
I said, I hope the nigga just does the soundtrack. Now, soundtrack? Oh,
no, he's producing. He's a producer. No, he's producing. He's producing with.
God damn it.
No.
A music producer or producing?
Producing.
God damn it. Okay, I'm just saying.
He played along with
Jerry, but Jerry Bruckheimer is producing it too. Jerry Bruckheimer is producing it too. So, I mean, Jerry Bruckheimer
is
producing it too.
I just want him to do. Now, soundtrack
is damn good. And Jerry Bruckheimer is damn good.
Jerry Bruckheimer got an eye low key because he's the one who wanted to do. He had Fakewa do King Arthur just because of the video that he did for Dangerous Minds back in the day. So that was real respect. Like when
with,
you see the vision through somebody
the Coolio
else.
Joint. He did the Coolio joint. Gangsta Paradise.
Gangsta Paradise?
Yeah.
So he did that video, and then that's who wanted him to do the movie. You take a brother and put him in a movie.
Something epic
out
like
the
that.
Mid, you know, the whatever that is.
All right. But, next up, Kevin Hart and John Cena. Supposed to be eyed for the Knight Rider reboot.
Come on, y'all.
Nope.
Knight Rider movie?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the car? Kit? I mean, Kevin?
No, I don't know. They don't know. They didn't say it.
Yo, shout out to the Kit car. Seeing that, oh my gosh, I was in Chicago over the weekend in Wheaton, Illinois. It's like outside the city, right? They have this midnight kind of flea market thing. It's fun. You bring your flashlights. And
supposed to be a comedy now.
Yeah.
Knight Rider's supposed to be a comedy now.
That's why. But I seen the Kit car at this thing. They had this, it's kind of like a nostalgic comic book.
Oh, Kevin Hart's going to be Kit.
Nope. That's why I just said nope.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's gonna be Kit. So just shut all that down.
So it's just a comedy.
Yeah, but
you
he's
don't bring that back to do a comedy like that. That's whack.
That's
Teddy,
I'm
any
nope.
thoughts on it?
If they're gonna do it, I think this is probably the best direction for it.
No way.
Honestly,
because they tried it. They tried.
They tried it the other way.
Yeah, but they tried to reboot it in TV.
Yeah, a movie.
They never rebooted in
but
movie
I could,
version.
Even
it's
if
never
they
been
didn't,
a movie
it,
version.
No, come on, Jules. Yeah. But think about it, Jules. If they went movie version, think about it. Like, would you go see a nigga a talking car
for a whole movie?
For a whole movie.
If that car got some incredible powers, yeah.
You talking about Transformers then?
Or Disney cars?
Yeah. In the kid Disney version, cars. We know it would have to be in the same
but,
era. You have
but,
to do it in the 80s.
But it would still have to be hokey. Like it would almost have to be like I could see Kit. The type of kid that we grew up on,
yeah.
That would work if he was driving, if he was a part of fucking what's the movie that Daryl like? The Kingsman.
I love The Kingsman.
Like, I can see that in Kingsman.
I can see that, though.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so it's still kind of hokey, but it gives off enough flash, enough pizzazz, like, you could pull it off.
So you saying don't go serious at all?
No. If Jason Bourne go off...
You didn't convince me, Ted. That's a good...
If you really look at the reality of it, even the series was cheesy. So
yeah, it would. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you couldn't... Like, I can't see Jason Bourne going through a whole town, whooping ass, and getting in the car, and he's like, hello, Jason.
The thing about Kevin Hart talking to him, though, that might be kind of funny. Like, why'd you make that turn?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You can go to comedy.
You don't listen.
Yeah, you can.
Think about it. What they're doing is, the person that's making it is the person that made 21 Jump Street. Mm-hmm. There's no one. And that shit was funny. 21 Jump Street.
They could do a 23rd one. I think it'll be good again. Even though they said they
wouldn't. But that's all it's meant to do is just laugh.
Yeah.
That's how I got to work, man, I guess.
All right. Chucky versus Freddy movie is supposed to be coming.
Mm-mm. Stop. Cut that out.
All right. So everybody's like, fuck that.
Nope.
Like, why though?
Hadouken.
Son of Shaft movie coming out starring Jesse T.
Porn?
Usher. No, Son of Shaft.
Hey, it's
gonna be Samuel Jackson's son.
Yeah, no.
It's gonna be homeboy from Survivor's Remorse and the Independence Day movies. He's great on Survivor's Remorse. That Independence Day movie was boo boo.
The resurgence.
That one was trash.
Oh my god,
trash capades, dog.
No, you saw two titties. Saw two titties.
Yeah.
When Vivica fell,
yo,
I was about to leave.
I didn't see that in the theaters. I watched that on HBO, man.
I watched in the theaters and I paid $5.
Ooh. I wasn't $5 too much.
Nah, because I
didn't
take nobody.
It was
solo.
I paid $5. That was $6 too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You drove
over there.
That's what
I love doing, though. It's my ghetto.
Yeah. Son of Shaft, y'all feeling this? Nah, you know, did y'all like the original Shaft? I mean, not the original Shaft, the remake with John Singleton directing it.
I vaguely remember him. It was cool.
Me and Teddy.
It was cool.
Yeah, we did.
It was cool.
I mean, I remember at the time. Jeffrey
Wright and Christy Bell.
That's what Jeffrey Wright actually. He was the best part of that movie.
Yeah, I remember he was stabbing himself with a damn screwdriver.
He was the best part of Peoples.
So
he's dope though.
Oh, he's a great actor, man.
Watch Westworld. Great.
I be yo dog. Okay, so look.
I gotta get man up, man. I can.
Have you started Westworld? Have you seen Westworld?
The first episode.
I saw like the first two or three episodes. I was like,
Westworld. I couldn't get past the first.
Me too.
It's a motherfucker.
I couldn't get past the first. Episode.
It's the only time me and Daryl agree.
Back to one. Please back me up. Please back me up.
It's kind of like Shield. Like if you work through, because the thing is like. You're not sure what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the way the complete drastic difference between
shit gets real, dude.
It gets real, and that's a lot that happens.
I can't find mine.
You know what? Here's the problem. I didn't know that you couldn't put HBO on the Fire Stick. No, it's not the Fire Stick. You can't put it on.
No, you said right. Fire Stick.
The Chromecast.
No, you can't put it on Fire Stick.
No, I mean that.
You can't. You can put it on there, but you can't watch it.
Was yours in the email or was yours on your phone? Like when you said.
Now you can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on PS4. No problem.
Right. No, you can watch it on. You can watch it on Chromecast. You can watch it on Chromecast. You can't put it on your Fire Stick though.
Oh, that's cool. Everything in the house is smart though. I got DVD player. Got whatever I need.
No, you can't. You just can't put it on the Fire Stick.
Can I put it on there?
I don't know. That's a good question. For some reason, I don't know if they have rights. I know the Fire Stick doesn't have a right. So,
because if I do, I was pissed off. If I go Fire Stick route, well, if I go Cody route, it's the worst.
Well, I just thought no.
For any
wait. What you need HBO go for if you got the Fire Stick?
Because I'm telling you, I'm trying to watch Game of Thrones and catch up, and it's hard when you have to Cody app it, and then you can't save it. Go to the you know like catch it later, finish it later. I'm throwing off. Any show no translations?
Nah, he said either.
Mine started to. Have you got your shit updated?
He updated before last year. Like, no, this year sometime, right? You updated mine. I just gave my father-in-law one.
Because you just...
Y'all the feds or something? Y'all just talking about this man. What he be doing in these streets? Y'all
nah, talking about the dude. I ain't even here.
No, we just saying... Right, exactly. No. Is it... You're right. We're talking...
Right. Let's keep it moving.
When I said give it to him, I was talking about
Daryl. Obi-Wan Kenobi movie is supposed to be coming out.
That's a motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, Obi-Wan Kenobi movie is supposed to be coming out.
That's all I'm saying. Somebody help me out, man.
I got you, man. I got you.
Obi-Wan Kenobi movie is supposed to be coming out. With Boba Fett and Yoda in it, potentially. Well, not in it, but their own solo movies as well.
Oh, so they're trying to start a whole new window, too.
I'm interested. I'm fucking with it.
I love Rogue. I'm saying.
Listen. Dude, Rogue won't show me that. Y'all can do anything.
Obi-Wan was that nigga for a reason, yeah.
And a Boba Fett movie? Is him a bounty?
Hell yeah.
And then Yoda, too? A young Yoda?
Make common Boba Fett. Come on.
Ain't gonna let that happen.
You thought about it too.
As long as he don't talk.
Yeah.
He can't talk. Once he start talking, it's over.
Yeah, because he's the most anticlimactic person ever.
Yeah, dude. He can't talk. He just.
Yeah.
Look.
All right, Bad Boys 3, not happening now.
So.
Hey,
Bad Boys for Life was supposed to be called Bad Boys for Life.
You know what? It is what it is, man. Yeah. We had one or two.
I mean, it was kind of old, man. I need them, Will Smith and.
It can't be Michael Bay no more.
Well, yeah, they didn't have no director on it at all.
Yeah.
I would need Will Smith and Denzel Washington to go ahead and do this Uptown Saturday Night remake and get that shit done. Because that shit is screaming for perfection right now.
What?
Uptown Saturday Night remake that Denzel and Will Smith supposed to be doing. Will Smith's going to play Bill Cosby's role and Denzel's going to play Sidney Poitier's role.
Mongo Slade.
Dude, tell me that. Would you could update that a little bit? That shit would be hilarious.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's sitting there waiting to make money.
Yeah, true.
All right, next up, Ozark renewed for a second season.
I can see why.
It's good. I'm like 6th, 7th episode.
I'm like from 4 or 5 in right
it's
now.
It's a damn good show.
Man. It's okay, good.
I'm 3.
People in Missouri are mad about the portrayal of people
in Missouri. I ain't mad about it because
I ain't mad at all. I've been down at Ozark.
Them
motherfuckers is exactly like that.
Jeff Cole motherfuckers all down in that shit. Look, all kinds of country motherfuckers down there.
It's always like that. These same people don't want that kid to come to town and build. I don't want no Target over here, man. We need to cross the street.
Look, if you live in Missouri, you know the real. Don't act fake. Don't act fake like y'all know it ain't country as fuck down there. Come on.
Why the Latinos always gotta be the drug lords, man? Why we always gotta be the
Because y'all sell drugs, we already got issues with the border, and
I love the Ozark. Don't get me wrong.
No cocaine comes from Colombia.
That's what I said,
Jules. Come on.
Y'all kind of got the joke.
Come on.
Y'all
got it on lock. Yeah, y'all got to get that on lock.
What the fuck, man?
I'm just saying. I love my Latino brothers.
We better than that.
But
we better than that.
See, no, I think they don't like it. Not only because of betrayal, like how country they ass is down there, which is the fucking truth.
It's a dark story. They just
mad. And number two, I think they're trying to like, well, stop blowing up the spot by all the cocaine shit that be shipped down here. You know damn well they be doing that. It's too low key.
It is a good show, though.
Dude, it's like, if you got enough coastline that's like longer than the state of California, why the fuck would you not use it? Yeah. It's fucking Missouri, the meth capital of fucking America.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Man. Did anybody watch Startup yet? You got to... I ain't talked to y'all about it.
Go ahead.
Oh my god,
talk about it.
That came out last September, but I just started watching it with my son.
It's on Netflix.
Humble. Dope.
Okay.
Dope. It's based out of Miami. The Hobbit man, the kid that played the Hobbit. What's his name?
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
Yeah, because he's a main character. Yeah, he Watson. Sherlock Holmes.
He's like a FBI agent, but he real under the table stuff going on. But it revolves around a few different people, which. Some Latin chick, my man that played in the X-Men First Class, the brother.
The one that played.
Oh, you talking about Darwin?
Yeah, the one that played Darwin.
He's a Haitian dude.
Why I feel like I've seen
that show is listen. I slept on Crackle, and I've been rocking with Crackle for a long time because it's free. But I slept on the fact that show is good. If you like grimy gutter.
Yeah,
cop type thing. Not cop is really that good. Okay,
you know what? I think I do know what you're talking about. I think you did mention it. Like it went past.
I'm hooked. The second season comes out on the 28th. It is such a good show. It's now my son. I ain't gonna front this. My son's 17 years old.
Oh,
I get it. These kids can see everything. But I actually have my son lead the room Because it starts off kind of, you know, it's a little raunchy. First couple episodes, I felt like, oh, it's dead serious. And then when your hobby you better man than me, starts
my dad, my dad would just be like, you all good?
You know what, though? We got past it. Okay. It's all good. We got past it. But even with the Ozark, I was like, come on, dog. It's all. She looked at me. Look, my wife looked at me like, come on, man. These kids are seeing everything. Yeah.
He ain't going to do shit but go upstairs and watch it on a smartphone.
Exactly.
That's the truth. But it's such a good series. I don't know if you pay for Crackle.
That's free. It's 100% free.
No, it's free, but you get the commercials. But if you pay for it, I think you don't have to do the commercials.
Okay.
But I don't even care about the commercials. That show's so good, man. Okay. It's Dark, whatever his name is. He's dope, though.
Okay.
He's dope.
Next up, Gremlins 3 is supposed to be a go. Being written right now.
Do we really need a Gremlins 3, though?
That's when they tap into stuff and mess it up.
No, I
like it.
Me, too.
But the only reason I like it is because
he's got a baby. You want to take
him No. That first Gremlins is a scary movie, though. The second one, that's when it got hokey, though. That like new batch was hokey.
The first one is scary. It's not. It's well.
No, that first one is scary.
It's nostalgic. It's nostalgic scary.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But
when we was kids, we thought that was scary. Even though.
That's my point.
Yeah,
like now we'd be like, but that's my point though. So like now, the fact that you can like actually turn into a full-fledged horror film. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the possibilities of doing it. Yeah.
That's what I'm
doing. So they're doing it as a horror film.
Yeah,
they're going super dark.
Yeah, super dark with it.
Oh, not real
dark though, right? Because then you kind of destroy the whole...
You still don't have Gizmo being Gizmo. Right?
All
right,
so these next two are Ava DuVernay news. First of all, she's doing a Central Park 5 TV series for Netflix.
That's right.
And then she's also developing Octavia Butler book Dawn into TV show.
I'm with it.
Octavia Butler is dope.
Central Park 5, though?
Yeah, it's going to be a TV series.
I watched that documentary.
The documentary is ill, though. Good.
Oh, my gosh.
The PBS one,
I grew up in that time.
Yeah.
Cats like me wasn't even going to parks.
Why? It shut y'all down for going to Central Park, period, huh? Cats wasn't even trying to go to Central
Park. Like, any park. I was like, look, we got...
Dang.
Cats
<Dang.
laughs> <All parks. laughs> getting locked up. Hey, you ain't know what was going on. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's gonna be ill with that. And then I like that they doing Octavia Butler. Octavia Butler, have y'all ever any Octavia Butler? Read some of her shit, man. She's the best science fiction writer, dog.
Wow.
Like Kindred is the shit, man. Okay. That's like my favorite one of hers. I've never read Dawn. I read Kindred, and then I read got the other one, Into the Atmosphere, something like that. But Kindred basically is about this woman. That has to basically, not to spoil for anybody, but she has to basically make sure she just goes back in time. She gets pulled back in time by some different things you'll find in the book. But she has to make sure that her great great grandmother is raped by her slave master before she can live. And she goes back and forth in time. Something will happen there will put her back in the future. And then she'll go back again, and it'll maybe like 3 or 4 years later or something, though. So people have grown up. Mm. So she starts out with him when he's like 9 years old, all the way till he's a grown man. So she goes back and forth, and she has to make sure that they have a kid together, a biracial kid, because won't survive, and she won't exist if that kid isn't born. So it's pretty ill, man. Okay. It's pretty ill.
Okay.
And so I'm looking forward to it. So Octavia, if we can do as many Octavia Butler books, that's a treasure trove of dope concepts and stuff. Y'all ever look up her wiki, like a little bit of the concepts and plots, you'll be like, oh, this shit's ill.
I'm out the right. I'm gonna check that out. Yeah.
So I've never read Dawn, though. Dawn's supposed to be pretty good. So wrapping up, Shonda Rhimes moving to Netflix.
Oh.
Taking everything.
I don't know.
You're stupid.
I don't know how I feel about it.
They had to. Netflix came with that dump truck.
Oh, no. It's not about that. I'm just thinking about like...
off of a major network type thing.
Like, because her shit goes, it gets, like, outlandish. Like, it starts off, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because her shit is so on the edge, like, herself the next season, it starts to put you like,
let's come on, man.
All right,
daddy came back out of the grave because he wasn't really dead. It's real soap opera-ish. Like, Knots Landing shit.
Yeah,
like,
it definitely gets very soap opera.
The real JR. Is that the real JR that's dead or the other one?
Shout out to dear white people for calling that shit out in defamation.
Yeah, defamation.
No. Show
called that shit out. I was like, yep, that's exactly how it go.
But I think it's a good move for Netflix, though.
I mean, I do too. They're capitalizing, man. Well, yeah. I mean, the other took stuff
Disney,
was already on there.
Disney left Netflix, so they was like, fuck it.
So did,
we finna take Shonda Rhimes.
What's it called? Was gone too. Oh. A lot of TBS stuff. Because, you know, they took so American Dad and Family Guy.
When you say Disney, really? Disney is behind ABC?
Disney owns ABC.
Oh, so.
That's what I said, like,
a stab in the back.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was a direct move. Like, when Disney said, we taking our stuff.
So now when Disney says that, that means
they're leaving in 2019.
Everything Marvel goes.
Yep.
Well, no, everything they don't got rights to already, I think.
No, they pulling everything. 2019, everything.
Like, so you can't even see Moana, whatever that is. You can't.
Nope.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So Daredevil. That's
No. Those are specific deals, though.
That's what I'm saying. Anything that they don't already have.
Like, if it's a Netflix show, that'll be on there.
Like, look, with the MCU.
Yeah,
right. MCU stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything that's Netflix original is fine. But anything else that's considered third party, nope.
No, that's all gone. 2019. But it won't even matter.
Right, I mean, that's what, like, they can make that money. Sorry, it's a risky ass move, but it can work. I'm not saying it couldn't work. It's a risky move, but it can work.
All right.
Need to get to deal with it.
Well, Teddy, you got any conspiracy theories of the week for us?
Just one. And what we were talking about before.
The flat earth again? Are we back to that?
Nah. The Conor McGregor and Mayweather actually boys and teaming up to get this payday. Because when you think about it, like, Mayweather's the ultimate strategist, dude.
He is.
Because you think about it, because I didn't even know that they showed him, eating burgers at Burger King. Well, yeah. They're pictures. They're not videos. Pictures, yeah, they're but pictures. You also heard what else leaked, right? That he got knocked out.
Conor McGregor, right?
No.
Mayweather.
By who?
Zabuda. While sparring.
Well, he got knocked out by him almost in a real fight, too. In a real boxing fight, too. In a real match.
You sparring, bruh.
I mean, but they say a lot of people get knocked out or messed up during sparring. That's the whole point of sparring is to practice and get fucked up.
Or you're trying to make it look like...
Oh, to get people hyped to think that you're going to get your ass kicked.
Exactly. That means more people tune in and more money.
This is a $100 pay-per-view, too.
Dude, $100.
You know how much tickets are down?
Oh, they like, give up your firstborn son.
They're like,
you got to sign off.
Dude, nigga, Kendrick Lamar, shout out to him. This nigga said, nigga, for $100,000 ticket, niggas better die in the ring. dude, this shit better be some Rocky Ivan Drago.
And we know it's not.
It's not. That's what, like, for niggas paying $100,000.
He talking about shit,
it's really a status symbol really being there at this point. It ain't about the fight.
It's on some elite shit. But that's what's funny. But, you know. Mayweather's plugging that because he was on Jimmy Kimmel or something like that talking like, yo, you're not going to see the same Floyd. Like, I'm going to knock this nigga out. And we like, Floyd, you ain't never knocked
me out. They got to gas this up, though, but to me it's just a handicap match. One dude got to dumb play his skill. The other ones get to wild out. But it's not really. It's just money, dog. This ain't no real fight. Not in my book. Unless you saying you could do what you do. You do anything that you do in your world, I'm going to do what I do in my world. Let's get it. It's not like that.
Basically, you have to go back to old school UFC fighting.
I'm holding your arm behind you, James, so you can fight me one-on-one.
Or when what's your boy fought? Ali fought that sumo wrestler.
Right, so it's going to have, like I said, that's UFC style. That's original UFC type shit. Yeah. And if you're going to go back to that now, I would definitely pay to see some shit like that.
I think it's like capitalize on something while you can, get it real fast. But that's kind of why.
Conor said he get this pay, he ain't coming back to the MMA.
Yeah, he shouldn't. Why
100 million?
Why would you?
And he got 101 odds against him, too.
Well, no, it came down now.
See? What?
It came down. So many people bet on that. The line moved from 100 to 1.
So
it's down to like 10. Hey, 10, to, 10 to 20. Yeah. That's how many people bet on.
Hey.
And moved the line.
Oh, because I would be like, if I was Mayweather.
I bet all on the other side. I'd
throw the fuck out this fight.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know why people don't do that more.
What, bet on yourself in the throw?
It's got to be some way that they figuring out, like, yo, like, all of a sudden you glowed up. And you probably got the tax man sitting on you waiting and looking, you know, all kind of stuff. So, you know, you'd have to have a third party through another party to bet for you. And that's probably too much work to do that. But, all right, you got any anime picks of the week?
Hell yeah. Actually, I started on one the other day. I'm like 5-6 episodes in. Shit, hella good. It's called Code Geass Lelouch of the Rebellion. Or just Code
Geass.
That's
a lot of words.
That is a lot of words.
It's Code Geass for short. It's basically about an alternate reality where what's called the Holy Britannica Empire, which is basically North and South America combined, plus New Zealand, plus the Philippines. They became a super nation.
Okay.
Called the Holy Britannica Empire. They basically just start taking over the world. Mm. And they start taking the world, like, and then, like, when they take over a country, say, like, they totally erase the name off the country and give it designated a number. So, for Japan, since it takes place in Japan, they erase it. It's called Area 11. Like, that's the 11th country they took over.
Damn.
And so, basically, you find out it's about this teenager named Lelouch, who basically wants to start a rebellion against the Britannica Empire. Because he wants to basically take it out inside, because he's actually royalty. The guy screwed out of some shit, basically. And he want to go ahead and take this shit over. And so basically you find out how even how the Britannica actually took over, start taking over the world. They actually start making Mecha called Nightmare Frames. Mm-hmm. No one else in the world has this. It's just like no one else. They developed their own Mecha. Like, no one else had Mecha but them. And they just start running through people, like running through countries. And so Lelouch is trying to start a rebellion, starting in what was Japan, to try to take them out, like, especially trying to take their ass out from the inside, since he is royalty.
Damn.
So it's dope, man. And then, like, Lelouch is like a fucking master strategist at the same time, too. So he can play, like, a lot of games, and at the same time, he gets powers. Like, he got a power where, like, his best was called Giaz. Like, he could look at you and basically Killgrave you.
Wow.
Damn.
So it's so many words. And then once he's done, he can wipe your mind, his holy wipe. You don't remember what the fuck happened.
Wow.
And okay. And it's like a muscle. The more he uses it, the stronger you get.
Damn.
And then he a genius on top of that shit. It's kind of like Light Yagami from Death Note being a fucking
Death Note
army.
Comes out this Friday, too.
And you know what, man? Live action movie. Let me segue in this for a second.
The live action movie?
I swear, dude. And I'm a fucking fan of Death Note. Hella niggas know that I am.
You don't think this live action gonna be good? It's got bad ratings so far.
Ryuk, which is Willem Dafoe. Though, yeah. Now, I knew he was gonna be perfect. I already knew that. But I already knew I was gonna have a beef for it because of Light Yagami. Not even because of L, just because of Light. Because I was like, okay, Light, my nigga, as far as I know, you're supposed to be literally the perfect teenage student. Like, super popular, suave, can dress his ass off, ladies man, cool with all the fellas, star athlete, 4.0
all them, checking all them.
You about anything, come from a well-off family.
Yeah.
Ain't everything that's checked off, like, you want the perfect high school student. Like, to the T, he is that character. You look at the American version, this motherfucker is emo as shit. So I'm like, come on, man. Now y'all, and then he supposed to start getting more suave once he get the book. I'm like, no, he was suave before he even got the fucking book. So I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay. So I'm like, let me just go in, not trying to think about it like that, because if y'all Dragon Ball Evolution is shit, like, if y'all Dragon Ball Evolution is shit,
it's a different thing,
right? I think that's my feel. Like, I just hope y'all on Dragon Ball Evolution is shit. I'm gonna give it a shot, but please don't Dragon Ball Evolution this shit. Because I would not be happy. I will talk bad about this shit next show. If it's bad, dog. Like I told y'all, y'all better really, to me, just watch the 39 episodes that's on Netflix. That's enough right there to be like, and you'll see what I mean. Because that's why I tell people, watch that. And if you watch that, and you'll see, like, why I have the feelings, like, I got feelings on it. Because it's like, this ain't even nowhere as good. I mean, but like I said, I don't know. We got to wait till it come out, so.
It come out of theaters on Friday?
No, Netflix.
Netflix. Netflix original.
But now I say, but the actual anime itself is like the full anime, the whole series is on there. It's like 39 episodes, like 20-minute episodes. And you run through it, and then you don't see what I mean. It was like, oh, damn. So how did they drop the ball on this? Mm. You know, so I mean, hopefully they didn't, but if it's like what Daryl said with these fucking ratings, man.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Make sure you email us, landocalpod@gmail.com. Make sure you check out our Thrones Be the Game podcast, and make sure you email us. We're going to do a question of the week from any of your questions or other questions you all may have. So let's jump into Sleeve It or Leave It, our trailer section. First up, we have Bushwick.
Sleeve It.
Starring Batista.
I'm sleeving it. Nigga, that's like the Division. That straight up look like the Division.
What?
Yeah.
Like, no bullshit. Like, you played you got the Division. Yeah, I'm it, like, dude, it looks just like it looks
I
like the Division.
And after I realize I'm killing ourselves, the homies with hoodies on. when they had them walking like their pants was hanging low. I was tight. I realized I'm going up against my own people.
Like straight up, like
hey, they walking away like this. I was tight.
No bullshit. It looked like some shit. Like it looked like the live action version of Division.
Word.
Yeah, it a little dope. Like I fuck with it. And guy, it look like it could have some aspects of Far Cry and that shit too. Like the motherfucker was dope.
Teddy, what'd you think?
I thought it was dope, man. I think it's a good idea. And it kind of plays on how the country feels a little bit.
Oh snap!
So
yeah.
I ain't never seen the trailer. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you put like the new Far Cry that's about to come out, that's supposed to be based in America, but like throw like the same kind of set of New York, like in the Division. That's kind of what gave me.
Even about that Far Cry, not to throw off the conversation.
Oh shit! Oh dude, I'm a Far Cry fan. Fuck all the critics, nigga. Fuck all the haters.
Is it good? Has it come out?
Yeah, I got every Far Cry, but I'm saying,
has a new one come out?
Not yet.
You know the reason it's come like, out,
it's,
like, out
it's like Christian supremacists, right?
Yeah, it's basically Charlottesville motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and motherfuckers mad because it's Charlottesville motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, but then they got this show called Valor that's coming out. Then they got, you know, that's why I got tight with Ozarks too. When you see the Latinos doing the drug king and stuff, because it's like sometimes you kind of just
stereotype.
Typecast everybody. Yeah. It's a stereotype. It's kind of wild.
No, I can understand. I can understand that.
All right. Next up, we have the Wild Wedding, starring John Malkovich, Patrick Stewart.
I've seen that trailer.
You know what? Since I fuck with Pat Stu and I fuck with John Malkovich, I'm going to give it a sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep too. Has he ever had her?
694. Dude, but I was like, wait a minute. Ever had her. Dude, I had a double take for saying that. Yeah, I had a double take.
Yeah, it wasn't in the top though, but he had the head.
I was like, okay.
That looked hilarious too. Oh, you know what I had the passes for tonight?
What?
What's that movie that with the girl? She's starting to become a rapper.
Oh, Patty Cakes.
Patty Cakes, yeah. I had the passes for that, man.
I wanted to see you.
I said, I can't miss the show tonight, though. I missed the last one.
All right. next up, would you give it sleeve it or leave it on this one, Ted? You said sleeve it?
I said sleeve it.
Yeah. All right. Next up, The Sound, starring Rose McGowan, Christopher Lloyd.
I give it an or. Yeah, I give it an or on that one. I'm or on that one.
Yeah, I'm or on it too, man. What about you, Jules?
Or.
All right. Next up, we have Little Evil. This one is comedy.
It's basically the Omen, the comedy version of Omen.
Omen. Starring Adam Scott.
Little Nicky.
Yeah, basically it's like Little Nicky, yeah.
Yeah, it's Little. If you mix Omen and Little Nicky together.
Yeah, that's an or.
That'll be on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, start.
I give that an or.
I'm giving an or, too. It seemed like it'd be some. I do want to check out that college friends or whatever.
Friends from college?
Yeah, I do want to see. I heard it's pretty good.
It is.
It's getting a season two. I want to check that one out.
It's pretty good.
Next up, we got Rememory, starring Peter Dinklage.
Sleeve that.
Yeah, this looks real good, though.
It's memento-ish to me.
Yeah, because basically the whole the whole concept of the movie is basically there's a guy that basically is able to take your memories out and let you be able to see them, like watch your memories.
That's crazy.
And then he ends up getting killed, and basically Peter Dinklage is the detective. It took it upon itself to be the detective to try to find out what happened to him. So, and it's good to see like them having a little person like that being a regular role, not just the little short. That's not playing the midget.
Right.
Or the short absolutely. Person. And actually playing something a little bit bigger.
Right.
Punisher.
Oh, of course. That's a double sleeve. Hell yeah.
All right, next one. This is going to be interesting because this is a more Netflix, not Netflix, this is a online series from Valiant Universe. Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe, starring everybody.
I'm sleeving it, but I've been waiting on it for like a year.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleeve it.
This is everybody's favorite friend, Jason David Franks from Green Ranger.
Yeah, but you know if you follow Bat and the Sun, they've been doing this shit for a while.
Yeah, but I'm saying
you know,
it's sexy.
I'm gonna give it a chance only because I was like, okay, you got Ninjak, you got Bloodshot. I saw EXO Man of War for like a split second. I'm like, I'm gonna give it a shot. Only because, you know what, like Tim said, like, I actually been waiting to see how this is gonna play out because Ninjak is basically like Ninja James Bond. In so many words.
So is this what, Netflix? Or is this going to be...
I think it's YouTube.
I think it's online YouTube, yeah. But I'm going to fuck with it, though. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what it look like. I'm interested to see what that Power Rangers movie going to be like, too. The one where everybody from the Power Rangers doing, like, that action movie. Have y'all seen the trailer for that?
I heard about that. I didn't get a chance
like
to see
all that. The Power Rangers, the Power Rangers has been in almost all of them. So it's like 8 or 9 of them. They like all like assassins or something like that.
Nah, I haven't seen that. I saw the regular Power Rangers.
It's a regular movie. I thought that was just okay.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Which one? The last one?
Yeah.
But I've been telling people Jason David Frank's gonna come back and play that Green Ranger. Watch.
Nah.
They gonna be the older Green Ranger. All right.
Nah.
He's never not gonna
play
the Green
Ranger. He might be the White Ranger.
He's gonna be in it. Watch it. Trust me. Next up. Boo to a Madea Halloween.
You know what? Tyler, get your, like we said last episode, get your money. Get your checks, brother.
I ain't mad at you.
Get your money, man. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's not my... Look, but if Adam Sandler can do bad movies and get checks for it, fuck it, Tyler. Do your shit,
man. I think Adam Sandler found his happy place, too.
To doing horrible movies?
On Netflix now.
I love Adam Sandler, dog. To what point? Like, I think the last good Adam Sandler movie was Big Daddy.
Well, to me, the last
one. The Cobbler, I think it is.
I ain't even seen it.
Spanglish wasn't that bad.
I don't consider Spanglish a comedy, though. I'm talking about them pure comedy ones of his.
We count stuff that he wasn't in?
What do you mean? He's in it, though.
No, like
Grandma's Boy. I love Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy, that's probably funny. That's like
Grandma's Boy is the shit.
No, I think I just have a real deep appreciation for him because he just fucks with family.
Everybody that you roll with, the same people in every rip.
Like, he's like, I'm making sure everybody get paid.
I appreciate him. That's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at him. He's famous enough where he's still pulling top list people
at the same time. So it's not like he can't get like a cameo somewhere from somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Gemini, starring Zoe Kravitz.
Mm. I'm gonna give that a shot.
I just wasn't sure what it was about.
Well, I mean, we're description here, just to give people that's listening. A heinous crime tests the complex relationship between a tenacious personal assistant and her Hollywood starlet boss. As the assistant unravels the mystery, she must confront her own understanding of friendship, truth, and celebrity. I'm going to give it an or.
I'm going to give it a high or, man.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, Zoe Kravitz can always... I'm always going to check out what she's doing.
Hey, nobody seen Atomic Blonde?
I tried to fire stick it, but it didn't. It wasn't a good. No, it didn't. I gotta watch that.
We just be fluently throwing that out there.
I tried to fire stick it over somebody else's house. One of my boys.
Y'all just think the feds know me.
Roy Robinson.
Damn, he was gonna die.
I'm sorry, I throw my boy in there.
These are the thoughts from everyone except James Bishop. Yeah, so.
I just want y'all to see it though, because I really need y'all to see it.
You know, but you know what? I want to throw one here. Have y'all seen the one that trailer for that one called Proud Mary?
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Did we?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Okay, I couldn't remember if we did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, next up we have White Famous. This is produced by Jamie Foxx, starring Jay Farrell. Is basically a dude actor trying to make it in white Hollywood. Mm. I don't know, man. I might have to go with an or on this, man. I don't think Jay Farrell's that funny unless he's doing impersonations. That's one.
Hey, Michael Che in it?
Jay Farrell is who
the... Oh, you know what? He might be in it. I don't think so.
Who's that dude? Who is he?
Jay Farrell? He's the dude that does the Jay-Z impersonation and the Will Smith and the Denzel. He's fucking greatest impersonation.
And he just recently quit from SNL, like, no, like, not
like long. Last year, about a year ago. Yeah. Teddy, you want to kind of see
this? No, he quit because of...
I'm an or.
So you going to sleeve it and leave it in or or in it?
I'll give it an or. I'll check it out, see what's about.
What about you, Joe? Or? Yeah, all right, thank y'all for listening, man. As always, email LandoCalPod@gmail.com. We're going to be giving out some questions. Give us some questions for us to kind of decipher some different stuff. You know, a lot of people have been hitting us on Twitter with different stuff. Send us the emails. We can actually read it. You know, Twitter is kind of a whole other platform.
It's a highway. Twitter's a highway.
Yeah. So hit us up on the Facebook fan page, Lando Cal Risen Experience, on Facebook as well. Twitter is LandoCalPod.
IG.
LandoCal. On IG as well. So hit us up on any of those platforms. Ask us questions. Hit us up. Give us iTunes reviews. We want some more iTunes reviews too. So appreciate all that. And we will be back in 2 weeks. As always, every other week now, fellas. We've been on it. So we will see y'all in 2 weeks. And make sure you listen to Game of Thrones. Thrones Be the Game podcast. Fruit of the Bloom podcast. Y'all on everywhere, right? SoundCloud.
Yeah, this, everything. This fall too, we're gonna do the review show.
Yeah, the reviews got to come back.
Yeah,
and Teddy and D don't need to go to the movies. We'll be coming back.
Right? No, we changed the name. What was it to?
They don't need to go to the movies together.
No, we changed it. What was it to? We said we the two old niggas from the Muppets.
I can't, man.
Waldorf and Stradler.
Is that the two old dudes are always complaining?
What's it called?
Waldorf and Stradler.
Black Waldorf and Stradler.
BWS. Okay, yeah, BWS. BWS. So yeah, me and Teddy gonna figure out a movie. So people have emailed us and listed movies they want us to do.
Oh, Lord. I might go ahead and do some more anime reviews for the fuck of it, just cause off the off chance. Yeah, so you might see some random ass stuff.
Posts come pop up. Yeah,
just some random pop up stuff. Oh, yeah. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, appreciate y'all listening as always. Jules, you movies, man. So you on the movies, like, so you know what I'm saying, just jump on there and do the review like your people. A lot of people listen to the Transformers joint. So you come out, do a little 15
minutes. Glass Castle was so dope. Had me up in there in shambles.
To my man in High Castle?
Glass Castle with Woody Harrelson. Oh my gosh. That movie just came out like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I still didn't
see Man in the High Castle, as much shit as I talked about.
Yeah.
Man in the Dark Castle. Shit,
trust me, I take your wives to see that, man. Glass Castle, man. That's no joke.
All right, we will be seeing y'all later. We'll holler down y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Let's go. Boom.